streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
stray cat sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
ladies' cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Your defenses, vanity, insecurity.
1057 CFW.
Maybe.
Fairfax to Cornell. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
All night. Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood. Crazy, everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see are stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune.
Yeah. Does he look like me? Do you tell lies?
save up to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with our new Chippewa Valley Big Deal Store. From food and dining to home improvement, pets, personal care, and lots more, save big at WCFW.FM. Just click on the Big Deals banner. Chippewa Valley Big Deals at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the recipients of 2025 Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Awards. A total of $250,000 in funding was distributed to 9 companies across the state, including Almena Meat Company in Barron County, Good News Farms in Pepin County, and Hickerson Meats and Processing in Burnett County. Each recipient was required to match the amount of the grant funding received, with a maximum of $50,000 available per project. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from implementing a provision in the new federal budget that would block Medicaid funding for health care services at Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care. A Barron County judge has denied a request for a temporary injunction that would have paused an infrastructure improvement project in Rice Lake. The request was filed by M. Jolma, an Ashland-based contractor that claims it was passed over for the project on Ann and Lee Streets despite submitting the lowest bid. Judge Maureen Boyle ruled against granting the injunction, but the lawsuit will go forward. The City of Rice Lake and Rice Lake Utilities Commission have filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which will go before the court on August 22nd. Newly appointed Barron County Sheriff Jody Kumet was sworn into office this week. A swearing-in ceremony for Kumet was held on Monday, just a few weeks after she was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. She will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027, following his retirement in June. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns thanks to wildfire smoke drifting through. A few clouds overnight and mid-50s by morning. We'll have a northeast breeze. On Thursday, sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Mid-70s as well for Friday with a light east wind developing. Currently 62 degrees.
CFW.
Whoa. Pass.
And more. 105.7 CFW.
Don't go break.
sunny afternoon. Night to night.
'90s and more. 105.7.
WCFW-FM
and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.